KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies and 68 degrees in Atlantic. There is an air quality alert in effect for Cass and most area counties until 4 o'clock today for areas of wildfire smoke. We're looking forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 84. There is the shower. There are showers and thunderstorms that are around the listing area, but right to the north of Atlantic, primarily just some light rain. Heavier showers are off to our east over portions of northwestern and north-central Adair County, and then off to our west over portions of central, southwest, and south-central Pottawatomie County, and then some scattered showers as well down around Shenandoah and Clarinda. Well, in the news this morning, the Cass County Fair got into full swing on Thursday night for the year 2021 with the King and Queen contest held in front of the community gardens at the fairground. Emily Plagman was crowned 2021 Cass County Fair Queen, and Craig Allen Becker was crowned King. The candidates went through a round of judging prior to the fair with a meal and interviews. Then on Thursday night, they were introduced to the crowd, asked about their involvement and future plans, and asked a surprise question written by their peers. A total of 3 King candidates and 9 Queen candidates participated. Mr. Congeniality was awarded to Garrett Reynolds. He was also named Prince of the Fair. Miss Congeniality was awarded to Taylor McCready. Princess went to Caroline Pellet. Now, the King, Craig Allen Becker, is a member of the Benton Franklin 4-H Club and Atlantic FFA. He's the son of John and Abby Becker. Queen Emily Plagman is also a member of the Benton Franklin 4-H Club and the CAM FFA. She's the daughter of Mike and Christy Plagman. Little Miss and Mr. Contest was held just prior to the King and Queen Contest at the Cass County Fair. Youngsters ages 5 to 8 years old were able to enter the contest, and the winners were chosen by a drawing. The 2021 Cass County Little Miss went to Adeline Hansen and Little Mister to Ethan Ritalik. The Cass County Fair rolls on in Atlantic today, and from 8 until 10 a.m., there's the Beef Weigh-In. Also at 8 o'clock, the Rabbit Show. At 9, the Horse Show. 4-H and FFA exhibits will open in the Cass County Community Center from 10 o'clock. There's also the Dog Show at 11 o'clock, Clover Kids Animal Show at 3:30, Share the Fun and Style Show at 5:30, and Mutton Busting at 6:30. The big event for tonight is the Bull Ride at 8 o'clock. And remember, there's no charge to park and no entrance fee, so come on out to the free Cass County Fair and be sure to stop at the fair food stand or any one of the other vendors on the fair. It's open from 6:30 until 10 p.m. each day through Monday and from 6:30 until 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday. Another Democrat intends to seek their party's U.S. Senate nomination and the chance to challenge Republican incumbent Chuck Grassley in 2022. Minden City Councilman Glenn Hurst is a physician who chairs also the party's rural caucus. Hurst says Democrats can win over rural voters.
They want to be able to buy groceries in their town. They want to be able to have good, stable jobs and live in safe communities. And we have to give people the opportunity to do that. We have to tell them we value a rural lifestyle and we're willing to fight for it.
Hurst, who specializes in general and family medicine, works in Minden and 2 other clinics in Western Iowa. He says healthcare access is a key issue.
I stand firmly on the belief that to save our rural communities, we are going to have to invest in Medicare for all. That is the solution for rural Iowa. That, along with other components such as supporting our labor movement.
Former Congresswoman Abby Finkenauer of Cedar Rapids and former Crawford County Supervisor Dave Mulbauer are also planning to run in the Democratic primary. Grassley has said he'll announce this fall if he plans to run for an 8th term. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, the Glenwood Police Department reports a couple of recent arrests. On Wednesday, officers arrested 36-year-old Robin Sammons of Glenwood on a Mills County warrant for failure to appear on a violation of probation charge. Bond was set at $50,000 cash only. Early Thursday morning, Glenwood police arrested 19-year-old Dominic Maddox Miles of Glenwood for driving while revoked. He was booked into the Mills County Jail on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. And the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office released details this week on some arrests made within the past week. On Tuesday, deputies arrested 28-year-old Victoria Elizabeth Marquez on a warrant for possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, first offense, and carrying a weapon. Also on Tuesday, 58-year-old Jeffrey Michael Merrill was arrested. Following a traffic stop, he was charged with OWI first offense and open container. On July 26th, 27-year-old Kyler J. O'Brien was arrested in Pott County following a traffic stop on Highway 92.
O'Brien was charged with possession of a controlled substance, meth, first offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, driving while barred, and operating a non-registered vehicle. On the 25th, Pott County deputies arrested 33-year-old Wesley Adam Keene for OWI first offense and for being a fugitive from justice. And on July 24th, 25-year-old Anthony Tyler Lee Robison was arrested and charged with criminal mischief in the fourth degree. 31-year-old Paige Crystal Bjorklund was arrested following a traffic stop on Nash Boulevard on July 24th. She was charged with OWI second offense and possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, first offense. Iowa's drought conditions are getting a little worse due to the lack of rainfall and extreme heat. The latest USDA drought monitor shows more than 71% of the state is in some level of drought. That's a slight increase from 69% last week. The map shows severe drought stretching from the northwest and north-central Iowa down to Polk and Dallas counties. That area increased from 26 to 29% of the state. No areas of Iowa are in extreme or exceptional drought as of this week and the latest crops report. Drought report. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.